105 Drive. Catch up.
So a little bit later on the show, we're going to run Saledi's turf. Saledi goes off and she asks young students of South Africa all different kinds of questions. Sometimes they're serious, sometimes they're political, philosophical, sometimes they're fun and lighthearted. This one is kind of somewhere in the middle, but it sparked a lot of thought for me based on my own living situation when I was in varsity. You want to hit us with this one?
Yes, so this week we are talking about the cleanliness of your room and how that affects your productivity. I mean, my mom is the kind of person that raised me to clean first, do the dishes, and make sure the house is spotless before you get your homework done, whether it's a weekend or a weekday. Just get your chores done first and then you'll feel much lighter and more focused, ready to work. But I don't think so. I can work in my mess. I'm okay whether I have a pile of laundry on my lap while I do some. It's fine. So yeah, I needed to find out, like, am I crazy for being able to do that?
Ish, I don't know. I grew up the same way as you, but then I went and lived by myself in varsity and I had this small little room. It really was like Harry Potter, you know, stairs under the cupboard kind of-esque thing. Cupboard under the stairs. And so there was room for a bed and a tiny desk and a little bit of floor space that was generally covered in things that it shouldn't have been. You name it, dude. There was just, like, stuff there. Like, it wasn't hoarder bad, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think you would have caught any diseases or cures for any diseases by testing the floor. But, like, it wasn't my bed. Like,
it was a lived-in room.
If me now saw it, because nowadays, especially with, like, you know, I have a home and we've got two dogs and my wife and I live, and so if you mess anything, you notice it really quickly, because the dogs are already, like, molting everywhere as it is. And there's ants that come, and you start to actually care about that, because it's not like you're a kid and someone else is going to worry about it, you know what I mean? So I was really messy as a student, but I feel like now I prefer being neat. But I don't know if it affects my productivity.
I mean, I feel like it's tough, because I do get iffy about mess, but at the same time I'm quite messy as well, because I'm a procrastinator and I get overwhelmed and all of those things, so I have to work around it sometimes. But sometimes I also have a mental block to it and I have to clean before I can do anything, so it's like both.
I get you, right? Well, sometimes it's exactly the procrastination, same reason that I used to buy stationery every term even though my highlighters were fine. It was a way of, like, getting started.
Yes.
So here's specifically what I want to ask you, right, because we'll do news and sport now and then we'll come back with this. Specifically, what I want to ask you is, do you think, right, that having a clean room is a better environment to work in and be productive, or no? Because I want to match your opinion off against Teledi's turf. So let's see what you think, right, on 0825505151.
Hi, Nick and team. Yes, it actually affects you. You need to clean after yourself. Even the filthiest animal, a pig, has order. If you ask anyone that farm pigs, I know this because we had at home. Even a star has order. You can see where a pig eats. You can see where a pig sleeps. You can see where it does its business. Even as messy as it is, if you put food somewhere else, it's not going to actually want it. So clean up after yourselves, guys.
And it's about environment, right? Because I keep hearing from people in that world that, like, the pigs aren't dirty. We've just kind of given them that description and put them in those styes and things like that. However, let's see. So Teledi went off and she asked young South Africans this exact question. Do they think there is some sort of correlation between a clean room and a clean mind? Let's see.
For me, if my space is a bit untidy, it tends to feel a bit heavy. Therefore, I become very lazy and unproductive. So I really would say that the cleanliness of a room plays a large part in my productivity, because when my space is clean and fresh, I tend to be more open-minded, light, calm, and therefore productive.
Having a room that is just so tidy, it just gives you a state of calmness and you're able to think properly, you're more productive, unlike if you're in an untidy room, you easily get distracted.
So I'm usually more productive in a cleanly, like, space. So I usually try to ensure that my space is clean so that it sort of facilitates my productivity.
Same way as they say that you are what you eat. So I basically believe that a clean environment actually is necessary when one wants to study, because it creates a space where your brain can breathe and actually think, unlike when it's untidy.
The state of cleanliness of my room does affect my productivity, because anytime I decide to be productive and get things done, the first thing on my list is to clean up, pack up any mess, make sure everything is spotless, then I can sit down and get to work.
Honestly, for me, the state of cleanliness doesn't affect my productivity. There are times when I may have a lot to do and my space is unclean. So instead of maybe wasting time leading up to whatever deadline, I just put the untidy things aside and make space and do the work. It doesn't affect me.
Catch up from some of the best moments from the 5 Drive team by going to 5FM's catch-up page on the 5FM app or 5FM.co.za.